Them kids and their keyboards, I'll tell you.
Right?
Right, they play the rock and roll.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Howdy, sir. How the hell are you?
I'm good.
What are you doing, man?
How often do you say howdy?
Too often.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the country roots in me coming on out.
Sure.
Yeehaw.
Watch the eclipse?
No. You know, I don't really give a rat's ass. Did you?
I feel like I should have been more into it.
Yeah. Really? Why?
Yeah.
Just because
I don't know.
People you know, family you know, they're all excited about it. I just, celestial events are neato and all, but I don't really care.
I think neato is a good word for it.
People are very upset, though, that the dragon ate the sun once again. I mean, apparently he barfed it back up, so that's a good thing.
I don't know what you're saying.
There are a lot of people that are really concerned, really worried about it. They were thinking it was the end of the world, literally. Like, this is a sign of the end time. No, they knew 100 years ago that it would probably be happening right about now.
We have a bunch of conspiracy theories that we're going to debunk. It's not me. I mean, we found, the internet. It's never wrong.
No, never. So if you have a relative that's very upset about what just happened today, maybe they should listen.
You got in trouble for wearing clothes that you shouldn't have been wearing.
I did. I did in school a lot.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Bikini?
Yes.
Yeah. People are dumb on the way. We're going to do Gimme Five.
Yeah. Sun and Moon songs, since apparently they were up to something today. So songs about the sun or the moon.
And the KLOS name game.
Woo-wee, is that some money?
We
cash.
Had a winner.
Yeah, we did this morning.
This morning.
With Heidi and Frank.
And
we'll tell you what the name was pretty soon. So stick around. We won't tell you yet what that winning name was you're trying to figure out.
But this hour, you get a shot at $200.
Yeah.
So
and if you win,
brace yourselves.
You also get Journey, Steve Miller, and Def Leppard tickets for SoFi Stadium. That is on August 25th. Is that right?
Yep. And that's coming up this hour on 95.5 KLOS.
Eclipsed by the moon. That actually happened. That song earlier today, too, right when the eclipse was happening. Although it was kind of hard to see. If I could see it here in lovely Los Angeles, I would have been far more excited.
I mean, it was only partial, too.
Yeah.
We're not right under the where we can see it.
Nope.
Fully done.
Nope. Nope.
But there are a lot of people who believe conspiracies. A lot.
I mean, it's just raging now. I mean, you know, it used to be just the people who bought the Enquirer at the magazine checkout.
And they were the nut jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought of them as, now they're everywhere.
It's 93% of the population, I think.
Debunking misinformation conspiracies sparked by the eclipse. I didn't even hear of some of these, but they're apparently going around like wildfire. Claim CERN. You know what that is? That big collider?
Yes. That was supposed to blow up the world and we'd all be dead by now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll start up April 8th to open a portal during the eclipse.
I hope that's true.
The Post is wrong about both the timing and the nature of CERN's work.
Damn it.
Their equipment began operating in March, a month before the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And the technology is nowhere near strong enough to open a portal or a black hole.
That's how I got here, so I don't know that I believe it.
Claim,
mm-hmm.
April 8th solar eclipse will cause 3 to 5 days of darkness.
Oh, it did happen. Yeah, it's still dark. Have you noticed?
I don't understand where this comes from.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, considering, especially, it's been going on forever and we've understood since they got out of the caves what it is.
Claim is nonsense. The entire planet will not go dark for days.
Can you imagine?
Only those located in the narrow path of totality will experience any significant darkness.
And it's already over. And can you imagine the people that are sitting there chewing their fingernails afraid of this?
Oh, my God.
But this is what's going to happen. Have you heard? It's going to be dark.
The claim, NASA is launching 3 rockets at 3 moons during the eclipse.
Why would they do that, I wonder?
NASA plans to launch 3 rockets during the April 8th eclipse.
Ah.
This is the truth.
Ah.
To study the effect on the upper atmosphere.
Oh, that's interesting.
The Earth only has 1 moon.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other objects like satellites that orbit the planet, too. Sure.
Right.
So they're just doing some research.
But they're...
Claim, a bird man was seen days before the solar eclipse.
Oh, no, not a bird man.
This is the silhouette in the sky of a bird man.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I saw that movie. It wasn't very good. People were really excited about it.
I sort of liked that
movie.
It
was all right.
But it had nothing to do with this.
But he was up in the air, huh?
Yeah. This has been debunked because it says, logically, it's impossible because the wings wouldn't support the weight.
That's true. I think they figured that out. Like, remember an airplane when they were, showing those old footage of like, people trying to fly?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, didn't work.
Claim, sun and moon will not be aligned for the 2024 eclipse. I mean, yeah.
Guess it happened.
It was.
Afraid so.
And they can pretty much measure it, so they know when it's going to happen.
It's one of these. You can't measure the... You can't predict the weather, but they can predict.
Here's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 rockets that were being launched by NASA during the eclipse...
Mm-hmm.
are part of a, quote, sex magic ritual.
Yes! Now we're talking.
You know what NASA's known for? They party.
Woo! They're hot. Hot and bothered.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Mother and daughter arrested for performing illegal butt injections.
Butt injections?
Illegal, yep.
Talk to me, freaky.
Caught in a sting operation in Texas. A mother and her daughter, Consuelo Dalbo, 56, and her daughter, Isabella, 18, are charged with performing illegal butt injections without any medical expertise.
I think I've seen those kind of movies.
They've been doing this across the country.
Really?
Yes. I don't know how they advertise their services.
Hey, want to get your butt injected illegally?
We'll inject your butt.
What's it supposed to do?
Court documents reveal, I think it'd make it bigger.
Oh, I see.
I think. Court documents reveal the women went to a home to perform the butt injection on a customer who was actually an undercover police officer, and they planned to charge $6,000.
Whoa. Wow. For this service. Just to make the butt bigger?
No wonder they're doing this.
Yeah, no kidding.
You get $6,000 every time?
For every fat butt you create.
But who are the people that are paying unqualified, untrained women $6,000 to inject something into your butt? What are you doing?
People who are fans of that song, I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie.
Here's my favorite part. The women apparently were, quote, not even sure what was in the injection.
Oh, come on. Really? You mean the ones giving it or the ones getting it?
The ones giving it.
The ones giving it.
Don't know what it is. It was described as, quote, an unlabeled brown liquid.
It's just some scientific stuff that'll make your butt bigger. Don't worry about it.
You're just going to have to trust us on that one. Who is Bend getting over. This done? I feel like you deserve it.
I mean, when I had my butt enlarged, right. I went to a proper butt enlarger specialist.
Like you do.
And he was able to tell me that it's a scientific blend of brown liquid that I don't know anything about. And, you know, it works. And
wow. Scary.
Nirvana at number 69 on American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem at Hollywood.
You are not.
Boy, that didn't sound anything like him at all.
Nope. Also, you're not him.
No. Oh, what?
But you know what? He does the voice of the answer.
Yes.
For our name game.
Oh, how hard it was to not say anything about Casey Kasem or Scooby-Doo.
We got a winner this morning. Listen to this.
Classic cartoon character. Okay, this time around, it looks like it's Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello, good morning, family.
Your caller, 25.
I'm going to guess Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
And, like, what would you do if you totally won all that money?
Raggy.
So what would you do if you won the money?
Pay my taxes.
Boo. Oh. Oh.
Come on, Scoob.
Well, Josh?
Yep.
You can pay your taxes, because that's $12,000. It's going to you.
No way!
It's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo!
No way!
Absolutely.
This is great. I'm so happy.
Oh, I'm so glad you won.
Like, you just totally won the name game!
Where are you calling from, Josh?
From Yucaipa.
Out towards me. County Mesa, Yucaipa, yeah.
All right, Josh, you stay on hold, and we'll get all your information and get you that check, okay?
God, that is so cool.
Thank God.
Wow. Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you.
$12,000.
Yep.
Well done, Josh.
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Man, you know, I don't know if you remember, but there was a guy named Travis who called in and guessed...
he guessed Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
And we were like going, oh, Travis. And then he reminded us that he had actually won, been really close to saying the $18,000 answer.
Yep.
Travis, are you out there? I think we need to talk to you at some point.
Yeah, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS.
Because Travis was really close to winning $18,000, but he had the wrong letter. This is a BS right here. This story you're going to share has some nonsense. It's ridiculous.
Agreed. Let's see. Sorry, I have to find it again. Woman removed from flight, reprimanded for not wearing a bra.
I mean, what?
And they say that like it's bad.
Who has the nerve to go up to anyone and say, ma'am, I can tell you're not wearing a bra. You need to get off this plane.
Her name is Lisa Archbold, and she was traveling from Salt Lake City to San Francisco on January 22nd.
Oh, wait a minute now. Back up a little there. Salt Lake City, huh? Well, she was leaving from Salt Lake City. Oh, that's interesting.
She had attended the world-famous Sundance Film Festival.
Okay, all right.
So she says everybody had taken their seats, so they're all sitting down.
So they wait until she's
That's what she says,
gotten on board, sat down, ready to go. All of a sudden, this is a problem?
Then they say, would the person in 6B please come to the front? And she has to get up, and she was given a stern reprimand for her baggy T-shirt and long pants.
What is this, 1952?
Which employees called revealing and offensive attire.
And I've seen the picture.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no...
Right, agreed.
Everywhere you go into a 7-Eleven, people go to Walmart, and you're going to be upset. I mean, what?
Yeah.
So she actually removed from the plane.
No, they took her off the plane.
Yeah.
Then they gave her a strong talking to, and then they made her put her jacket on over the shirt, and then she got back on the flight.
Who's going to be offended by that?
I don't know.
That's insane.
I don't know.
That is crazy.
I do know that a lot of people who listen to this radio station probably got in trouble for what they were wearing.
I used to have to maybe once a month at least turn my shirt inside out because it was an inappropriate band for school.
Is that right? Yeah. So like your AC/DC shirt?
Right now I'm wearing an AC/DC shirt.
They wouldn't allow that?
I don't know about this one, but you know, it was just like 80s and 70s bands back in the day. Oh no, that's not appropriate. You can't be wearing that here. Turn that inside out.
So you got in trouble for what you were wearing. Maybe it was a church. That would be great.
Yeah, or at a funeral.
At a funeral would be great. At work, I'm sure a lot of you have been talked to about this.
I bet nobody else, though, has been reprimanded for what they were wearing on an airplane.
I doubt it.
In 19, whatever year it is. What year is it? 1970?
Oh, I thought.
No, I forgot it was 2024.
Yes, 2024. You started saying 19 for the real thing.
Yeah, thinking 1990.
Wow. All right. You got in trouble for what you wore. 818-955-KLOS.
Now, Kevin, I know every time you take a flight somewhere, you always make sure to wear a bra.
I do.
So that's good. But this lady apparently is just nice and comfy. She's on a long flight. She got not to wear a bra. Who cares?
She got kicked off for not wearing a bra.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a lawsuit to me.
That's not cool. So we're taking your calls of you got in trouble for what you were wearing. You have a story like that?
This was when I was still in high school, so back in the 80s.
Right.
And I was wearing a Corona T-shirt that had Phi Beta Corona on it. And
right.
It would make me turn it inside out. Because they're saying Corona on it. Because
that beer, man, you're going to give everyone a bad influence. They're going to go drink beer.
They're all going to want to drink beer because of your shirt.
So how many times? I probably maybe 8 times at least had to turn my shirt inside out, which actually looked a little cooler. It was very Back to the Future. But how many times do you think? How many did they make you do that?
Almost every week. Between that, my special Kenzie T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Well done. I like that you kept going back for more.
Yeah, absolutely. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I didn't get in trouble for what I was wearing, but the person next to me on the flight got in trouble.
Really? What were they wearing?
Let's hear it.
Yeah, they came and sat next to me, and they had bedazzled on their sweatpants. This woman had F-U-U-F-ing-F.
Now, were you flying to Vegas or New Orleans, or where were you going?
We were flying to Europe, so we were going to be on that plane for a long time.
And somebody decided they needed to have a cow about it.
Yeah, and the head steward came over and said to her, you know, people are complaining about your pants. Do you have something you could change into? And she said, no, I'm sorry, I don't have anything at all. Meanwhile, she had 3 carry-on bags with her. So she definitely had other stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, oh, man, here we go. You know, I'm sitting next to Crazy Pants for the next 11 hours.
You're the only guy that would be upset by that.
Yeah, I would have laughed and laughed. We're like, hey, man, we need to hang.
They let her stay on, but then as soon as we took off, she put a blanket over her head. I never heard a word out of her.
Well, there you go. Awesome. Landed.
That's right, great.
On. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, boys. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. You got in trouble for what you wore?
Yeah, well, I predate both of you, and at one point at school, if your skirt was too short, you got called into the girls' counselor's office.
Right.
And what happened was is that they would make you sew crepe paper on the bottom of the hem and then go to school all day with this stupid skirt that had tight paper sewed on the bottom of
Wow, that's annoying.
That's so ridiculous.
Ooh. And man, the girls' counselor was a real biatch. You know.
So she didn't turn around your attitude in life with that kind of sort of rules.
That's a solid no.
Right on. Thank you very much for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You got in trouble for what you were wearing.
I'm a little upset with your shirt, Kevin. Do you mind taking it off and turning it inside out?
I'm
offended. Oh, I don't mind.
I don't think you're offended. Like most people would are going to tell these stories. I don't think people are actually offended.
So ridiculous.
Let's hear your story.
Middle school, got in trouble, sent to the principal's office, and parents called.
Wow, for what?
Do you remember 7-Up? Remember the commercials, make 7, and then on the back of the shirt says, up yours?
That's right. You got in trouble for that, huh?
That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
That classic t-shirt got me in trouble.
That's so ridiculous. Have they not heard of the ad? That's crazy.
That is pretty great.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You got in trouble for what you were wearing?
I did. I actually bought a standby ticket.
Right.
I'm wearing cargo pants, sandals, and my Che Guevara t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So they told me that in order to give me a seat in first class, I had to change.
To get a seat in first class? But you would be fine in wherever you were?
No, yes. I was wearing pants and a shirt, only that it was, you know who Che Guevara is? You know that Cuban revolutionary man?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that I was wearing the one that looks like a silhouette of him.
Gotcha.
And it didn't say anything. It was just his face, and they made me change in order to give me a seat first class because the standby tickets, they can give you any seat.
So the hoity-toity jerks in first class might be upset, so you got to change your clothes.
Exactly.
Blech.
So I had to change, and I got a first class.
Oh, you did?
That was good.
And then you put the shirt back on?
Actually, I did because I was flying internationally and I wanted to wear that shirt when I got to my country. So I did change in the restroom.
Good for you.
There you go.
I love it.
Well done.
What are they going to do? Throw you out the airlock?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I went to a bachelor party over the weekend and I went to work Monday. And the shirt that I had on had a pair of dice and it said, blow me for luck.
And you're not allowed to wear that at work?
What?
I was not allowed to wear it to work. The owner of the company came down to eat the, it was a holiday party. And he was like, come here. And I was like, what's up? He was like, what's your shirt say? I was like, oh, no. I totally forgot it from the bachelor party. But yeah, he made me take it off. He was
lame.
Now we can't say that anymore.
Yeah, right? Boo. That's hilarious. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You got in trouble for what you wore.
Kevin and Sandra.
Yo!
You got in trouble for what you were wearing.
All right, yo, get this. All right, so you remember that Chupacabra thing like in the 90s?
Yep.
So I had a shirt that was like in Spanish. It roughly translates to, if you want to see the Chupacabra, I have it in the front.
Right.
So, you know, I was like maybe 8-9 years old, playing out in the playground. I get called up into the office, and one of the campus security people thought that, I guess, the chupacabra meant my wiener.
Right.
I had to explain, you know, and the funny thing is, there was a picture of the chupacabra in the front of the t-shirt, so I don't know where.
Right, he just must have not known what that was.
Right.
He got wiener from your wording that
says, no, exactly.
I got your chupacabra right here.
Right, it is basically saying that, but
well done.
Yeah, well done. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Back in the 80s, I was in Santa Barbara, and I got removed from a restaurant. Do you remember the Trix Rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it said, silly, I don't know if I can say the word on the air.
Tricks are for kids. Say it.
No, it said silly rabbit or silly for
and they threw you the hell out of the restaurant.
Right? I feel like maybe you could have seen that coming.
Yeah, kind of.
You're just having a laugh. Come on.
But it was funny.
Yeah, yes. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Wait, so I had a shirt I wore to school once, and I got in some trouble for it after a kid got hurt.
Ah, what? It was a very sharp shirt?
Kid got hurt.
The shirt read, it's only funny till someone gets hurt, then it's hilarious. And the kid ended up having a rock thrown and hit him in the head and cracked his head and obviously, I thought it was hilarious at that point. She got hurt, so. And next thing you know, I'm in the principal's office. They didn't talk to you. My parents are getting called. And
it was a joke!
Right?
It's kids that throw rocks ought to be arrested.
Right? Robbie Joyner agrees. Give me
five. And this is Give Me Five.
It's very serious.
Five songs in a row. For no reason, we thought the theme today would be songs about the sun or moon.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about those two items in quite some time, but hey, what the hell? And like right out the gate, we've got a blended emotions request.
Yep.
And this is a good one. This one you don't run into very often. Billy Thorpe, Children of the Sun. If you have a suggestion for us, give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
Or you can hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo. You know how every once in a while you remember the first time you heard a song?
Yeah.
I've just gotten a brand new stereo receiver. A little red light would go on when you get stereo.
Sure.
Brand new headphones as well. And that was like one of the first songs I heard on the air. I'm like, what is this?
That
I
makes an impression, yeah.
Yeah, it really did. Children of the Sun, Blended Emotion suggested that for songs about the sun and the moon. And G-Unit has come up with a damn good one.
Yes, he has.
I think it's one of your favorites.
It is. People of the Sun by Rage. KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello, KLOS. How about Walking on the Moon by the Police?
Good one. I love it. Who's this?
Mike from West Covina.
Besides Mike from West Covina, who called for that one, the Cops, the Po-Po, Walking on the Moon, U2T, Saint Glasses, and Frank Ojeda also asked for it online.
All right.
Kevin and Sluggo, thanks for doing that.
Hey, hey, how you guys doing over there?
We're good, thank you. We're doing Give Me Five, songs about the sun or moon.
How about Moonlight Drive by the Doors?
What is up with the East Coast stealing our thunder lately? They had an earthquake in Jersey, and now they had the eclipse that we didn't get to see here. I mean, come on, East Coast. Boo!
You're booing the whole East Coast?
Yeah.
Let us tell you a story about a little fella named Travis.
Travis.
Stu is in here.
Yeah.
Hey.
There we go.
Travis was so close for the name game when it was $18,000.
Yeah.
So the answer was Benji the Hunted. And he said Benji the Hunter.
Like, yes, he did.
And he should have known Benji's not going to go hunting anything. He's a nice dog.
So he missed it by one letter for $18,000.
And it became a little commercial here.
It was fun. Yeah, yeah, that was a fun little promo to make.
Yeah.
You know, crying and all that.
Then he called us when the last one was $5,000-ish, right around there somewhere. Yeah. And he said, hey, I'm the guy that was Benji the Hunter.
I was so close, that and yet me. I blew it.
Yeah. I blew the one letter. So he calls up and he says Scooby-Doo.
And which floored us because we're like, oh my God, dude.
And the answer was Shaggy.
Right.
From Scooby-Doo.
You're so close again.
So wait, so he says Scooby-Doo and then he goes, zoinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is Shaggy.
That's Shaggy's line. Scooby-Doo is...
His guess was Scooby-Doo.
But he actually quoted...
He did the impression of answer. Shaggy, yeah. Which was... That guy did that twice.
That is stunning. And it's dogs both times. Dogs threw him off, which is kind of weird.
Ooh, I didn't even realize. Yeah, you're right.
What are the odds of all of that?
Travis, if you're listening or somebody knows Travis,
you're our anti-hero.
We need to get a hold of the worst luck human being on earth.
Yeah, I've got to know, does this go on all the time for him? Is he always really super close?
He's always a minute late.
Hair away.
So, Travis, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
Coca-Cola is line 3. They would like a word, please.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on KLOS, and we asked for Travis to call us because he has the worst luck of anybody on earth.
You know, you think you have a hard time getting through on the name game. Travis has actually gotten through twice.
And missed just by a little bit both times.
Literally a letter.
Is this Travis?
Yeah.
You have the worst luck of anyone in the world.
Tell me about it, guys.
Now, when did you hear that it was Shaggy we were looking for today? When did you hear about that?
I was listening live. I heard it all.
You heard it live?
Yeah.
You got to listen to the whole show.
Of course. I listen.
Do you know that you did an impression of Shaggy when you guessed
that?
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, I do. I do, man.
Let's hear your zoinks again.
No.
Can't say I blame you.
This sucks, man.
You missed $18,000, and then how much was it for this last one?
You know, I'm not certain.
Because I feel like it's $5,000.
Yeah, I think it was like $5,000.
That would have worked.
So listen, Travis, is this like a regular thing for you? Are you missing out just by a hair on a regular basis, or?
I I'm pretty good, actually.
So but, this is just an anomaly for some reason.
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying, though. It's going to be a third time's a charm.
Oh,
right?
Please do. Please keep coming so close because you make for great promos. It's awesome.
I know. I love it. All my friends keep telling me how famous I am.
Clearly, we'd be very happy for you if you won. But I got to be honest, nope, we'd be a lot happier.
Happier if you were close but didn't win.
So make that happen again.
Man.
It is time for what we learned. There are thousands of conspiracies about the eclipse, including NASA shooting 3 rockets into the atmosphere to start a magic sex party.
And that's the only one that's true because it's been crazy and wild in this place today. It's like, wow, stop it. Get off me.
When you think NASA, you think magic sex party. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
And I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
I love it when worlds collide. Saturday night, Billy Idol was at the Kings game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is he a fan?
I don't think I've ever seen him there before.
Well, where did you see him? Where was he?
He was on the Jumbotron, but he was up with a drum, like banging. Go, Kings,
oh,
go.
Oh, really? Oh, at the beginning. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Right on, Billy.
It's so weird to see Billy Idol anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But super weird. Although you're probably not going to be able to get through for a second because we're going to play the KLOS name game again. We are up to $200.
Yeah, and if you win, you also get tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller this August at SoFi. So that's kind of nice.
We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Let's give away some money.
Let's do that.
Huge amount. Well, a couple of $100.
The name game.
The name game.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. You're caller 25.
Yay!
Congratulations, you get to play the KLOS name game. Now, we are looking for the name of something commonly found in an office.
And so far, Kathy, we've only had one guess, which is why it's sitting at $200, and that was paper clips, but that was wrong, so for $200, plus tickets to Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller at SoFi this August, what do you think we're looking for?
Well, did they say if it was one word or two words? Or you guys didn't do that?
We did not do that. Didn't give that information.
Okay, I'm just going to go with whiteout.
Whiteout.
Whiteout. That's your guess. Whiteout.
So is that like some sort of cocaine reference or?
Do people still use whiteout? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like in a little cartridge now, and you just roll it across. You don't have to do the brush and all that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it works really good, and it doesn't smell as good anymore.
But it doesn't win.
Oh, and it doesn't win.
Thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right. $300 between 4 and 5.
Dweezil Zappa's brand new remix of Deep Purple's classic Highway Star. Man, that sounds good. Sounds really good.
We are ready to play the KLOS name game, and we had a winner this morning.
That's right.
For $12,000.
That one that had been going for a very long time that you were really sure you knew.
Classic cartoon character. Okay, this time around, it looks like it's Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello, good morning, family.
Your caller, 25.
I'm going to guess Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
And, like, what would you do if you totally won all that money?
Raggy.
Now, what would you do if you won the money?
That's pretty good.
Pay my taxes.
Oh, wow. Well, Josh.
Yep.
You can pay your taxes. That's $12,000. It's going to you.
No way.
It's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
No way.
Absolutely.
This is great. I'm so happy.
Oh, I'm so glad you won.
Like, you just totally won the name game.
Where are you calling from, Josh?
From Ukaipa.
Out towards me. Mesa, yep. Ukaipa, yeah.
All right, Josh, you stay on hold, and we'll get all your information and get you that check, okay?
God, that is so cool.
Thank God. Wow.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you. $12,000 winner.
Heidi and Frank finally got a winner in the morning.
We had the cartoon,
yep.
But we never had Shaggy before.
Yeah, someone said Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, but
not Shaggy.
So let's do it again, shall we?
The name game.
Take caller 25. We have an all-new clue for you, and we have $300 for you as well.
The name game.
The name game.
A lovely singing. You're good at that.
Thank you. KLOS, who's this?
Justin.
Justin, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yep. So you get to play the KLOS name game. We are now looking for the name of something commonly found in an office.
And the last couple of guesses were whiteout and paper clips. But those were wrong, so for tickets to see Journey, Steve Miller, and Def Leppard at SoFi this August and $300 cash, what do you think we're looking for?
Fax machine.
A fax machine.
Wow.
How very 1990s of you.
Right.
But, oh man, so many places still are like, hey, can you send a fax over? No!
Do they really?
For 30 years ago.
Also, incorrect.
Oh, bummer.
I like the guess, though,
thanks,
Dustin.
Thank you for playing along.
All right, so $400
between now and 6 o'clock. Let's do it.
Okay. The name game. Give away some cash, tickets.
Absolutely. We will take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
The name game.
Dusty.
Name
game. Dusty.
Oh.
KLOS, who's this?
This is George.
George, you're caller 25.
Yes.
You get to play the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of something commonly found in an office.
The last couple of guesses were fax machine and whiteout, but those are wrong. So for the $400 in cash and tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller August in SoFi, what do you think we're looking for?
I think you're looking for a stapler.
A stapler.
A stapler.
As in the staple center back in the day.
Yes.
So your guess is a stapler.
How do you feel about that?
It's a solid guess, but it's not right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. Maybe it's crypto.com arena now. All right. So tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 7 a.m.
$500.
Despite being banned by the IBA and the BBC, Paul McCartney's song that he wrote after the Bloody Sunday massacre called Give Ireland Back to the Irish hit number 16 on the UK charts on this day in rock in 1972. Aerosmith released their most commercially successful album in the US on this day in rock in 1975, Toys in the Attic. It was on this day in rock in 1977 when The Clash released their self-titled debut album.